Ale. You fell asleep. I can hardly blame you. I think this is the last time Stark's going to let Banner choose the movie for movie night, as it were. Truly, I didn't know anything could be created to be this dull. So it's quite understandable that you thought sleep would be more entertaining. But you gave me an idea, and I am terribly sorry to wake you, but given that this plan involves you, I thought it only right to ask for your consent. Well, I want out of here, and given the fact that you quite literally would rather be unconscious than be here, I'm assuming so do you. So, I thought either you nod back off or just pretend to be asleep, and I will make our excuses about how we have to retire back to our room because you've just had such a long, hard day. And you need the rest, and I'll carry you back upstairs. Because someone has to accompany you. We cannot wake you up to tell you to go back to your room. That would just be rude. Yes, I'm aware that I just woke you up. Well, I sort of thought if I just carried you up to the room without asking you, you might get a little mad. So are you in? Oh, thank God. Go a little limp for me then, darling. Honestly, where does it look like I'm going? I'm trying not to wake them. Oh, no. Banner, surely it's not because... Right. Bruce. Don't take it personally. We've had a very long week. Of course. I'll make sure they get plenty of rest. And you continue to be immature, Stark. Well, this has been delightful. I will see you all in the morning. I hope not. Sweet dreams. You're doing all right. I'm aware that we're out of sight. I suppose that doesn't mean I could put you down. And yet. Well, it's quite appealing having you like this. So helpless in my arms. I was being honest about that, though. You seem quite shattered, dear. The only thing I plan on doing with you in that bedroom is crawling into bed and sleeping. Not that I wouldn't want to do more, but... Let's be honest. You're that tired that if you fell asleep halfway through, I wouldn't even be offended. You have had a long week. You deserve rest. That's my only intention with you tonight. Now, tomorrow night, who can say? But for now, I'll put you down. Since we're here, well, if I'm permitted to stay, of course. My apologies to assume. Well, perhaps if you asked nicely. Oh, my dear, I want nothing more than to hold you in my arms until you fall asleep into a peaceful slumber. Oh, I know I'm good. Doesn't hurt to be complimented for it, though. But just because I put a lot of effort into making the words good doesn't make them any less true, despite what everybody thinks. I can be silver-tongued and telling the truth at the same time, you know. It just makes me eloquent, not a liar or embellisher. Go ahead and shut yourself in the bathroom. I'll be here waiting. Suppose I should get changed into something more comfortable. Fine, I'll get changed the old-fashioned way. I suppose it'll pass the time. Oh, and here I just knew you only asked that in the hopes of catching me with my top off. No. And yet you splutter. Come. Join me. Oh, I feel tense. Turn over. Turn over. I'm not going to do any funny business. I simply want to. Isn't that better? Gods, you should have had a massage eons ago. And I'm aware that you're not even eons old. I won't mind if you fall asleep while I'm doing this. No. Is it not relaxing enough? You. You want to fall asleep with your head on my chest? Well, I suppose I can oblige. Oh, shut up. You ask me to not get embarrassed about showing emotion, and yet you tease me if I do show it. I sort of know exactly what you want from me sometimes. Well, then perhaps you should not tease me for it. What do you want me to say? That, yes, fine. It is nice to hear when I am wanted, and when you want a direct affection towards me, happy, good, then lay down. Before I change my mind, no, you're quite right. I wouldn't just up and leave. Not like that. Not anymore. You're driving the coward out of me. See, I'm even willing to call it cowardice and not self-preservation as I would have done in the past. I know it is hard to not stress yourself out. You really ought to try, though. A lot easier said than done, I know. It simply wounds me seeing you work yourself into such a state. It's not your fault. Life is cruel. It throws too many things at us sometimes. And you just need a break. And you definitely deserve one. So even if tomorrow decides to throw yet another bad event or emergency our way, at least know that when the day is done, you can relax and rest in my arms, even if it's only for a few hours. I'll be here. Wait. Always here to keep you safe. And you're already falling asleep. Knows how much time left.